thing about it was actually, are you going there?
Yeah.
I won't talk.
You can talk.
Oh, it was my stepson that actually hired Calvin. I had him in there working. He was a little younger than Calvin, and he begged Calvin to come help work. And then he introduced me to Calvin. He says, here's Calvin. He watch him work. And boy, yeah. Hey, welcome, Calvin. And that's been it ever since.
All right. So again, it's April 22nd, 2018. This is Amanda, and I'm with Calvin. I'm sorry, what's your last name?
Davis.
So, okay, so give me your full name and date of birth.
George Calvin Davis. Okay. July the 8th, 1974.
Okay. And where were you born?
Greensboro.
Where is that?
4 miles. What is that? 4 miles. In town, like the town is 4 miles from here.
That away.
It's
been
south. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All righty. And what was it like when you were growing up?
It was worry free. You can be a kid then, enjoy life.
Did your family do any kind of farming or agriculture?
Yes, I grew up on a farm and stuff, and that's all I knew, and that's all they did was farming. On the tobacco farm, then after the tobacco farm, it went to tomato farm, pole beans, and squashes.
Okay. And did they sell or just for the family?
Well, no, they worked for a farm. We lived on the farm, so we worked for the man who had the farm.
Okay, yeah. So it was someone else's land?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Whether it was the Fletchers, the Greens, or the Van Linehan, between them, out of them three farmers. Uh-huh. Farms.
Did you, growing up, what did you want to be?
I guess a farmer, because I didn't want to be a truck driver, no fisherman, or a hunter. I just love farming, I love the land, and I love watching stuff grow. And at the end of the season, I love harvest, picking it. I guess a farmer, being a farmer.
Did your family support that, or?
Well, yes, kind of, yes, they did. They didn't talk me out of it and stuff. They made sure I was full and fed when I got ready to go to the field.
Did you ever think about going to college or doing anything like that?
No, not college, but I did go to school and stuff, Greensboro to Havana and stuff. Yep.
So what do you like about what you do?
It's the farming part I like. Like I said, I like just being on the tractor, turning the dirt, getting the road, getting the beds ready for to plant the seeds and stuff and watching it grow and just talking to it. And it does, growing plants do have life and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's alive in the ground. You know what I'm saying? It's alive until you take it out the ground and start going and doing it. But I just like farming. I like watching it grow and pick it in the evening and then bring my children. They love it too. They love watching it growing and just... watching it. Mm-hmm.
So it's something you're passing on to your kids?
Yes, yes. If they want to, that's what I want them to be. I want to do it for them. Make it where they can do it after me. Mm-hmm. And see a little something coming in and stuff to keep it going.
How did you learn what you know? Did you learn mostly from your parents? Or?
Well, a little from my daddy, but 90% from Max. Watching the way watching and listening to him. I never knew about farming until I met Max. Watching how he do it and the way we do it.
What are some of the things you've learned?
Just in season and out of season. You know what I'm saying? What to do in season, what to do out of season. In season, like I said, out of season you get the beds and all that ready for the growing stuff. Then in season, the growing part, and then the cultivation part, then the putting back in the dirt at the end of the season. At the end of the season. Like I say, putting the hay in the compost and making the beds, you know what I'm saying, to get ready for the growing process and stuff. I learned a lot from it.
What are some of the similarities or differences, both from the way you do it now versus the way your family used to do it?
Way they did it was, like I said, with all that chemical fertilizer, we don't do it out here. Like, you know, they were spraying. they was fertilizing. And all thing, you know what I'm saying? We keep it natural. You know what I'm saying? Putting good stuff in the dirt and taking out of there and putting good stuff back in the dirt. The way they did it and stuff, the way the man who they were working for told them how to do it and how they had to do it. Whether it was good for your health or they doing or bad for your health, that's the way they did it. The way we do it, it's good for our health. We eat it right out of the field. Back then you had to soap wash it before you eat it. Get all the stuff off of it. I hear you could just take it and get a little pollen off and you put it right in your mouth, like medicine. I love it.
So this isn't your full-time gig, right?
No, ma'am. I wish it was and stuff. I don't like leaving, going somewhere else. I love it out here. I love being out in the field and stuff. My full-time gig is driving, and that's something that I do it, but I don't, you know what I'm saying, really don't, I guess, don't like doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's de-energized. It's energized me. Because my hand, you know what I'm saying, earth and life. And it just, but that's, I got to do what I got to do. But for money to come in, for the family, and support the family.
Do you think can you envision any way that you might be able to make it a full-time thing, or is it just too challenging?
Yes, I envision a way. Yes, I envision a way. The marketing and advertising is one of my way. Advertising and marketing. That's my vision.
So you do want to get to that point?
Yes, and I think I'm heading that way.
Good. Do you know many other people your age who are doing farming here?
No, ma'am.
Because I think you do represent a younger generation,
yes.
And it's not many people doing it.
No, unless they're commercial. Everybody that I by age, they work for somebody else in other construction, maybe doing construction.
Can you think of any other resources that could help small farmers, people like yourself, your age, your generation?
Maybe grants, market, places, advertising.
Would it help to have a farmer's market? I've wondered about that.
Yes, you could. It's help, but you know, it helped to have a farmer market. You know what I'm saying? To take some of your stuff too.
Why is there not a farmer's market here?
There is at Lake Ella.
Oh, well, you go to Tallahassee.
Well, you have to go to Tallahassee.
In Timberlane, in Tallahassee.
Out here, there's not that big a demand for organic food.
Mm-hmm.
And Calvin he's known as the greens man. he was out, had cards printed up. And did a pretty big advertising campaign and did quite well this past winter.
Yeah, tell us about how you do get the word out about what you're doing and to the right people.
I invest in cards and flyers. And I pass my cards out and stores and even doctor office and courthouse and schoolhouse. I hang up my flyers. That's how I advertise the Green Man. And then they just call. They call. Everybody called me from the churches, schools, and some restaurant, they get it, and they'll call me for a few bundles.
Yeah. So are you work in the African-American community? Anybody?
Anybody. Yeah, anybody.
Do you think that, I know that there's been a lot of issues with diet among the African-American community. Are you trying to address that?
Yes. Every time I talk about my stuff they buy, it's a health thing. My stuff is more natural, and it's real good for your guts and your body. So I do. Mm-hmm. Cause they do tell me that when they get my produce, my greens and stuff, them the best greens they ever had. And I try not to mix my stuff up with the commercial stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And you were talking before we started rolling about some of the health benefits you've seen.
Yes.
With the garlic and the greens. Can you talk about that again?
Yeah, I just say like for me and stuff, the cholesterol and the diabetes and the high blood pressure. The garlic, I have none of that, but I have had friends that got diabetes and high blood pressure and cholesterol. But once she started eating the garlic with the diabetes she had, the garlic went in there and removed all of that. Then she went and got her checkup, she no longer a diabetic just because of the garlic, eating the food and eating the garlic that I put in my food.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So she had off insulin?
Yeah, off insulin. When I first met her, she was on insulin. She was using the needles thing, the needles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow, that's incredible.
It's amazing.
So how do you frame this? I don't know how old your kids are, but would you want them to do something like this, or do you want them to do something different?
I would love them to do this right here because it's more healthy for them and stuff. You know, they're more healthy because this stuff that they give to the kids today and stuff, and they eat and stuff. This garlic and the fresh produce, fresh greens and stuff is real good and healthy for them and stuff. Eating it natural and stuff, it's real good for them. I would love to see them do that and keep doing it and keep and eating it.
What advice do you have to somebody who wants to start out doing small organic farms?
Advertise in the market. Make sure you advertise right, and then you got a marketplace for it to go if that's what you want to do and get into. Got to have a place for it to go. Because certain stuff like greens and stuff, when they get ready, you want to have a market for it, a place. And garlic and stuff, you got time between when you harvest the garlic to the end of before it start want to do its thing. So you got about 9 months to get that and get it all sold. Mm-hmm. With greens and stuff, you got, once you cut it, once it get ready and stuff, you got a week to get it where it need to be going.
What's some of the important things you need to know to grow the good greens?
Time and season. Mm-hmm. Time and season, the food it need.
What? How do you fertilize, and how do you keep the bugs away?
I used to hand pick them. Go out there, just each leaf and stuff, just start mashing the worms and bugs. That was, you know,
that's
what I'm saying.
Ancient way.
Yeah, that's what I was doing and stuff. But then trying to find something more organic and stuff. But what really helped me, Mother Nature, when it get real cold. Cold weather helped me real. When it get cold, they don't like that. It's kill them, or they'll go ahead and go back in the ground. But you know, once it changed from cold to hot, that when it started being a little problem. Or you start turning when it warm. Mm-hmm.
What types of greens do you grow?
But collards, mustards, turnips, rutabaga. Yep, them three. Collard, mustard, turnip, rutabaga, and cabbage collards.
Mm-hmm. The good stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, and you work on this property?
This property and all the other properties.
And there's another?
Yes, another. Okay. We got another field over there. I got three more fields next over.
Your land or Max's land?
No, Max's land here, then we got Lewis land, me and Lewis land over here. Uh-huh. Where we grow stuff, and I'll show you how we do it over there.
Okay.
With the garlic and greens and stuff. We still got some still in the rows.
Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about race relations in Gaston County and how that has impacted farming for African Americans here? Any thoughts you have?
Because really, ain't no minority farm over here in Gaston County that much. You got a few brothers out in the country out there on the north end of the country out there that come over here and they lease land to do commercial growing like peanuts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't. Then you got Ain't no minority peoples over there too much in Gaston County growing, mm-hmm. growing greens and garlic and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't had any issues with racism or anything?
No, ma'am. Not since I've been alive.
Okay. Luckily.
Yeah. That's a good even truth.
Yeah. I figure it was probably pretty different for your parents.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying. They sold the way that we, you know what I'm saying, that we respect everything and everybody,
yeah.
and everybody, EOT, equal opportunities for everybody.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. All right. And do you think that it's important that you work in, I think it's really important, I don't know what y'all think about it, but it is part of your success from you guys working together or from other small farmers mm-hmm. who work together, like share land, share responsibilities, market together, mm-hmm. do you think that helps working together?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes, it do. Cause when my, yes, yeah. if he out of it, if I'm growing the greens and he know a lot of his customer want greens, yeah, that's it's help. Yeah, both, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Equipment problems, you
yep.
trade
mm-hmm.
equipment, help mm-hmm. each other.
That's
yeah.
right.
Because stuff's expensive.
Yes,
land's
mm-hmm.
expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
not everybody can buy 50 acres.
No. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, is there anything you'd like to add for the sit-down portion? Anything you think we need to know, future generations need to know?
I would like to see in the school system more agriculture taught, the history of it and the importance of it, and hands-on. We've lost that. We don't look for farmers in our school system. That's what I'd like to add.
And just keep on farming, young folks, or learn how to farm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Adam, do you have any questions?
I was thinking about now.
Okay, we can walk and talk too.
All right.
So let me get my ducks in a row, and then we'll have you show us what you're working on.